From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Polling stations open for Greek referendum. Polling stations are open today in Greece for the country's crucial referendum. It remains unclear whether Greeks will vote for more economic austerity to get European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the eurozone. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has urged voters to reject the conditions, which include more tax hikes and spending cuts. He says a no vote will give Greeks a better negotiating position with European Union finance ministers. Surveys going into today's snap poll show the vote is too close to call. Nigeria's president is calling on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. The president's appeal follows a surge of deadly suicide bombings since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Chris Stein reports from Dakar.
The group's campaign to impose strict Islamic law on Nigeria's northeast has forced more than 1.5 million people from their homes and, according to the European Union, has left more than 20,000 dead. Many of the displaced have crowded into cities like Maiduguri, which are better protected from Boko Haram raids. Governor Shettima appealed to villagers of Zabarmari not to flee, saying the military would protect them.
The people need not to relocate to any other community. We have more than enough internally displaced people to contend with.
The attacks increased the pressure on recently inaugurated President Muhammadu Buhari to fulfill his campaign promise to crush the insurgency. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
We would like to invite you to come on by our website anytime. You can get the latest world news, look at our features, and also listen to some of our long program shows. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are meeting today in Vienna at a critical point in negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. As officials report progress on two key areas in dispute, the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Experts are racing to resolve as many issues as possible as ministers from the six negotiating global powers return to Vienna, beginning today, to finalize a comprehensive deal by a self-imposed July 7th deadline. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in eastern Syria Saturday and today have killed at least 23 Islamic State militants and wounded others. In a statement issued today, the coalition said the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the IS group in and around Raqqa. Coalition spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Gilleran says the airstrikes, which he called significant, were intended to deny the militants the ability to move military capabilities throughout Syria and into Iraq. The Tunisian president has declared a 30-day state of emergency after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. For the next month, police and the army will have special powers to carry out raids at any moment on the homes of suspected terrorists and other criminals. The government has also fired the governor of the region where the beach resort is located and several officials from the gunman's hometown. UNESCO's chief has condemned the Islamic State militants' treatment of the Muslim antiquities in Palmyra and elsewhere in the region. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
UNESCO Director General Irina Bukova said the concern is about much more than stones and artwork.
Safeguarding cultural heritage is a security imperative and a peace-building measure.
Bukova says destroying evidence of their culture makes it more difficult for people caught in conflicts to recover, leaving them more vulnerable in the future.
All of this, I believe, is part of the same strategy, which I call cultural cleansing. Cultural cleansing is a violation of human rights for thousands, if not millions, of women and men, for the communities.
Bukova says the organization is working to fight the trade in illicit artifacts and bring the perpetrators to justice. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Former U.S. Secretary of State and frontrunner for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton, has accused China of stealing commercial secrets. Speaking at a campaign event, Clinton said the United States needs to remain fully vigilant when it comes to China, which he said is establishing military installations that threaten countries the U.S. has treaties with. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.